Now, in a bid to address the affordability crisis in private health insurance, the federal government is set to announce a suite of changes that are being touted as the biggest in decades. The ABC can reveal today that discounts to get young people insured will be central. There is also acknowledgement of the rising need for better mental health care, with a new mental health safety net planned as part of standard coverage. Another big issue, of course, for consumers is knowing in advance exactly what they're covered for. So what measures are planned to improve transparency? The ABC's political editor Andrew Probyn has broken the story and he joined me earlier.
Well, on affordability, which is the critical issue, the key here for the government is to get premiums under control. Premiums in the past decade have been rising at 5 to 6%. Now, given that inflation is barely 2 some years in that period, this is a serious issue. And affordability, or the lack of affordability, as it's seen by consumers, has seen the standard of coverage, the coverage across the nation, fall by 10,000 people per month. Young people, as you indicate, are the target audience of this new plan. They want to get young people in by enticing them with discounts. Now, for the 19 to 29-year-old cohort, private funds will be offering discounts of 2% a year over 5, so it will build up to a maximum discount of 10% as a further inducement for these people to hang on to their cover. They will have a reduced premium for up to the age of 40. The other issue that has been targeted by both the funds and the federal government, who are both very keen on getting younger people in, is the focus on mental health. Now, mental health, the latest statistics show, is actually one of the issues that brings young women into hospitalisation, now above normal birth. By normal birth, I'm talking about non-caesarean birth. And private health institutions are responsible for a lot of the mental illness treatment. So mental health and discounts are the two key incentives here for younger people to take on private health insurance.
Now, what about so-called junk policies? It looks like they're staying. Tell us briefly what they are and why they're not being junked.
So-called junk policies are policies that are effectively taken out simply to avoid lifetime health cover, but also simply avoids the Medicare levy. Now, there has been a push in the past to remove junk policies or so-called junk policies from the system, but actuaries have provided advice that if you do that, then it would only see premiums increase across the whole sector. So junk policies are going to be allowed, or sort of low-cost policies are going to be allowed, but there is going to be an expectation that they do improve when it comes to mental health, for example.
Now, another big issue is transparency, just knowing what you're covered for and what you're not. Does the government have a magic bullet for that?
I don't know about magic bullet, but it's certainly going to have another go at transparency measures. We have in the order of 20 to 40,000 different health insurance policies out there. And when you're trying to sieve through all of those different products, of course, it's no one can. So the government and the funds have decided that they will have a gold, silver, bronze and basic category, under which all policies will have to fall.
So that's the ABC's political editor, Andrew Probyn, in Canberra.